Should I try to remember the theme song? I wrote a different theme song for
You
the,
wrote a different theme song?
yeah, for the COVID
Oh,
one.
COVID-themed.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
I don't know the pitch. Do I have it on here? I guess I could look
Are you
up.
gonna sing the intro to your
Yeah.
podcast?
Nice. That's also profesh. Very
It
profesh.
is so gorgeous out
It's
here.
beautiful.
I can see the water.
20, I just had to work
And
it.
20.
In 2020, everyone is staying home. They're making a podcast and hoping it will last to save them from
Let's
boredom.
hope so.
A podcast, a chance for you to flex that creative juice. You hear that? You hear that? I think this podcast will really last.
And last.
And last. Hello and welcome again to another episode of Second Golden Age of Radio. I'm your host, Richard Templeman, joining me live at Dash Point State Park here in Washington
It's
State.
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. You might hear the birds chirping.
Chirp,
You might hear the wind howling, but it's actually not that windy. See, just a little windy.
Yeah.
But joining me is my guest, Devin Malone. Please
Hello.
introduce yourself.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. Oh
I'm
my gosh.
so glad we're podcasting finally
I know this is a long time
together.
coming in the making.
You've told me about this podcast, and I've been meaning to take you up on the offer, but I just haven't. But here I am.
Here you are.
So happy.
I'm so happy. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank
And
you.
we picked a doozy.
I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a ton of old-timey radio shows. I know of
Oh,
them.
that's true. Tell me your history. You know of them.
Well, honestly, when I listened to the clip that you sent me, it really reminded me of that game on Whose Line Is It Anyway, where Ryan and Colin would do like an old-timey.
Like a
Do you remember
film
that?
noir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, I looked in the mirror and
And then one of them would like look into camera and step forward and go,
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't who he said he was, but I was willing to
Exactly.
listen to his story. Chump.
Chump.
I knew all along he was actually Miranda,
Yeah.
not Tom, or you know, something like
Yeah,
that.
like so yeah, and I love Whose Line Is It
I love Whose
Anyway. Of
Line.
course. It's the I would say that's the main television program that launched improv into the zeitgeist back in the 80s and 90s.
It was my first introduction, surely.
Surely. Surely you jest. I don't jest.
Exactly 1 year ago, I was in a play where I had an English accent. It was a community theater
I'm pretty
production
sure I saw
of
it.
Noel Coward. You saw it!
Yes!
And pretty much every person in that six or seven person cast had a different English accent,
Yes,
not on
they
purpose.
were all from different parts of England.
So we told ourselves.
Yeah. That will make it make sense. That will justify the whole program.
Do you remember that show?
Oh, I love that show.
That was
It
one of
was
my
really
favorite
funny.
roles I've ever had.
It was hay fever, and everyone had it.
Why it was called hay fever, we don't know.
It's a little bit of allergies. It's a little bit of love in the air. The weather's hot, and we're hot and bothered.
Speaking of, my character sure was.
Oh, true.
She had it going on and she knew it.
Yeah, she was
and she was willing to use it to her advantage.
probably what, 30 years old?
I mean, the mother-in-law character, or the mother, is quoted as saying she's much too old for her son. And in reality, I was only a year older than my co-star.
Your co-star, that's true. So in real life, y'all are just 1 year apart. How old were you supposed to be older
I
than
don't
him?
know. I think
Nondescript.
I think the
If he was
guy,
20, you were 30, or if he was
right,
30, you
I think
were.
he was supposed to be like 17 and I was supposed to be
Oh.
like 25 or
Okay,
something.
that would work.
But in reality, we are 28 and 29.
Yeah.
But hey,
Go figure.
Hollywood.
Hollywood! That's showbiz, kid!
Community theater, Hollywood, it's all the same.
It is. There are only small parts, not small actors. No,
Wait,
reverse that. There are only
there's
small
only big
actors.
egos and
There's only big egos and not enough room on stage.
That's right. That's right. I miss theater so much.
I know. That's why this is kind of our closest thing
this
right
is
now.
My outlet. This is my chance.
This is your chance to
let that theater
thrive.
That need within me to perform. Come through. I wish I could roll my R.
Come through.
I can't.
Sounds great. Thanks for trying.
Oh, you got a bug on your knee.
No.
It's pretty, though.
It's a cute one.
She's shiny, green.
Yeah, greenish tint.
Oh, she's still there.
Nope. There to
the
stay.
The beauties of recording outdoors.
I know. This is an outdoor podcast.
It's an outdoor podcast because of COVID-19. Brought to you by. COVID-19.
So, there was an episode.
Oh, yes.
Of Old Time Radio Show that we...
We listened to it.
And we're covering
it now. And we're covering it tonight.
Tonight. Oh, it's today.
Today. Well, what time is it?
It's 2:30.
It's only 2:30.
Yeah.
My sleep schedule is a little off.
Yeah, so. We don't know. Up, down, left, right.
No.
So.
Yes.
I did a quick Goog of.
What did the Goog say?
The Goog said that High Adventure was different. Well, so we listened to the show High Adventure.
The episode was called High Adventure? The series. Series, High Adventure.
Yeah.
Man, in 2020, High Adventure would be a different type of series, don't you think?
I think so. This one.
Pass, puff, puff.
Puff. High Adventure.
By Seth Rogen.
By Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He's cute.
They're buddies, too. They're all buddies.
They're all buds.
None of the old-time radio networks had a hold on romantic adventure like Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. The other networks certainly made the attempt to get a foothold in the genre.
What genre? Romantic?
Romantic adventure.
Okay.
Hence why I think they tried to make it a husband and wife.
Man, this wasn't that romantic.
No.
There's a romantic relationship involved, but
yeah.
I wouldn't call that romance.
No. Mm-mm. And we'll delve into that, too.
Yeah.
But
we'll unpack that later.
We'll unpack that pretty soon here. The other attempts to get the foothold in the door on the genre were anyone to compete with The Whistler, Suspense, Escape. High Adventure is sometimes billed as the Mutual Network's answer to Escape. In fact, the Mutual anthology premiered March 1st, 1947.
My grandma was 17 years old.
Well, there you go.
Just for some perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Escape at the end of February, in the middle of March 1947. So the program did not begin regular broadcast until July. So
okay.
I guess what they're saying is, Escape is like High Adventure, but they really couldn't have copied each other since they aired so close together.
What? Someone has all the market on thrillful romantic suspense?
Apparently.
You can't copyright that. You can't dominate that market.
No, and we've covered Escape on the program before and Suspense, but not The Whistler yet. So that's, we'll have to do that one in the future. Anywho, they say some reviewers consider Escape to be Suspense's little brother. In that line of thinking, High Adventure could be thought of as a distant cousin. So let's just make it a big family.
Hey, that's fine by me.
So Mutual did start the show Saturday evening, 9:30 time slot, bounced it around. When the show moved to Sunday afternoons, NBC, Mutual network shows were notorious for developing a following, then moving it to another network.
Now, I'll admit it, I had no idea that NBC has been around that long.
Yeah, so...
And that they started in radio and then moved to TV.
Correct.
I had no idea.
See, this is all very enlightening.
My oldest concept of, like, television are shows like What's My Line? Do you remember
that
show?
Yeah, I love that show.
I love looking up old clips.
Oh, me too. All the stars are, like, on there, like, usually for the...
Lucille Ball, I think, was on it.
Yeah, usually at the beginning they're doing What's My Line with real people. Then at the end they have a star.
Yes, and she writes her name.
Yeah, Lucille Ball.
Sometimes they get it within two questions. And then
she was pretty good because she had a character voice when she did
I remember that. We've seen this. We've probably seen like all the same YouTube clips.
Oh, yeah. Just the rabbit hole.
It's a rabbit hole.
They landed as a sponsor, Old Spice Aftershave.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's.
I didn't know Old Spice was around that long. Are you kidding me?
So these are tried and true brands and networks from back in the day. Wow. And they've had longevity. Now they're oversaturated with brands, but Old Spice, still doing okay. CBS, NBC, ABC, all doing okay.
They're all alive for now.
Yeah.
Until Netflix and Amazon take over.
Which is soon, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. The High Adventure scripts were based on original stories, in contrast to many of the adaptions found on Escape. The shows used little subtlety in reaching towards a masculine audience. The stories were written in...
I could see that. I mean, the number of times...
Oh, yeah. That he was macho?
That he was macho and basically...
Chauvinistic.
Told her to shut up. I'm sure women writers didn't write in going,
Can you make sure
the man tells the girl to shut up a few more times?
I think that would appeal to the ladies that are going to be listening to the episodes.
The skirts, the dames.
Right.
The broads.
They said that it was a more realistic, remarkably believable style. I'm using quotations with my fingers because...
I can see it. Oh, you're right. No one else
The podcast can't.
It's a podcast.
But Devin could see I was saying
like bunny fingers. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's realistic, meaning I think for the time they thought they were being realistic, but it is kind of over the top, I think.
Sometimes I wonder when you watch movies or listen to, you know, radio shows from this era and... The manner of speaking, the speaking style is so...
Oh, yeah, that transatlantic.
Transatlantic.
Accent.
And I'm wondering, was that just a Hollywood thing, or do people really talk like that?
I'm pretty sure that it was put on, but I think people outside of Hollywood also put on that accent.
Because some of the phrasing and some of the... what do you call it? Like...
Oh, the intonation?
Intonation.
Oh, yeah, all off.
It's so hilarious.
It is funny.
And I'm like, is this real?
Apparently, a High Adventure episode was the defining moment in the protagonist's life, and the outcome of the story would often hinge on his strength of character as much as his luck or expertise.
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that too. The episodes feature the music of the High Adventure Orchestra, but the music takes a backseat to the language of the characters and the sound effects in establishing this extraordinary, realistic atmosphere. The realism... is the most striking element of High Adventure. I'm saying realism in quotes, but they're like, they really tried.
Yeah. Like when, I don't know about you, but when I was listening to this radio show, I was imagining the voice actors sitting in a studio.
Right.
Trying to make it seem like they're truly performing.
At that place.
Yes.
Yeah, performing.
Walking down the sidewalk, inside the house, on a train car.
Mm-hmm.
And, I forgot where I was going with this.
Oh, they were trying to be hyper-realistic.
Oh, hyper-realistic. I mean, I think they did a good job.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning, I thought the couple, you know, really made it seem real.
Yeah. So the fact that they did concentrate on realism does make the radio show stand out above all different radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
The episode play...
What?
A Major League Baseball catcher, a pitcher in one episode, play for a fictional team. That's an example. There's a deep sea diving episode. There's a Caribbean adventure. So they have different ones, different
themes.
Plot lines and themes. Yeah. So everyone really liked it, but NBC dropped High Adventure at the end of the 1950s season.
Damn.
Yeah.
We were on such a roll.
I guess Mutual retooled the show in 1953, and the new version featured George Sanders as narrator, and this collection contains both the U.S. and South African broadcasts.
Wow.
So, different broadcasts. So that's all the history I care to go into about...
I enjoyed listening to it.
High Adventure!
High Adventure!
High Adventure! So we listened to...
One last sip of iced coffee before the show begins.
Oh, please do. We listened to the episode Waybill, is that correct?
I don't remember what it was called.
All right. So episode 4 from March 22nd, 1947, apparently High Adventure Waybill. I don't know why it's called Waybill, but it is. We have the air
date. Are we sure we listened to the same episode?
Yes. Now I'm fairly certain.
Okay.
A walk into danger. The cold heartbeat of suspense. Escape in the white glow of fury. For this is High Adventure. Yes, this is High Adventure, the meeting place for the Society for the Preservation and Purveyance of Strange and Suspenseful Stories of Men and Women, those living the one moment in their lifetime that deserves and preserves the meaning of high adventure. For this session, I'm your host with a story called Waybill on the meeting agenda. It concerns a man who hopped a train to get away from it all and found himself boxed in. And, of course, that man must tell it. His name, Red Henderson.
You often hear people say that if a fellow wants something, he'll go out and get it. If he wants it bad enough, he'll find some way to get it. But my trouble wasn't exactly that. I went after something, but I didn't know what I was going after. Like a couple of million other guys, I was overseas for a long time, and when I came back to the hometown and a wife I barely knew, it was hard to settle down. Yeah, it was hard. But the payoff came that night the wife and I were walking home from the movies.
Well, that's the last time I'm going to see a picture I don't know anything about.
Well, you didn't like it?
Did you?
Sure I did.
I think you wouldn't want to be reminded of war.
How do you know what I like?
Just common sense.
I wouldn't understand. You weren't there.
Well, I'd like to see one of those color musicals, you know, with a lot of songs, smart dancing, something that's fun to watch.
Teenage stuff. You ever going to grow up?
Maybe you should grow up, Red.
Me? No, it's me.
Well, look, we can't even go to a movie without...
Oh, shut up, will you? This guy in the movie, he had the right idea.
It was silly. Man throwing his life away just because he gets a letter from his girl.
Would you have waited for me if I hadn't married you before I went over?
Yes, Red.
You'd have written me a dear John. Sure you would.
I'd have waited.
I went out and grew up. You just stayed a kid. You don't know what life is.
Well, it certainly isn't fighting and drinking and men acting like boys and tearing up a
That's
bar.
That's what I mean. You don't understand.
No, I don't. If you don't like it here, why don't you go back to the Army?
Maybe I will.
Don't worry about me. I can support myself. I did it before.
Sure.
You like it so much. What are you stopping here for?
That's what I mean, Jane.
What?
Over there.
What, the freight yard?
Yeah.
Well, what about them?
You wouldn't understand.
Maybe I would.
Trains are going somewhere.
Yes?
I'd just like to be on one.
What do you want?
I don't know.
I've tried to be a good boy.
Yeah.
Red...
Just get in one of those cars and go.
It's a beautiful night.
Get away and go anywhere.
Let's go home.
Get a little excitement for a change.
Red, honey.
Yeah, go somewhere.
Well, why don't you go then?
What?
Go on, I don't care.
Maybe I will.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Don't mind me, go off and find your excitement.
You're just a kid, you don't understand.
I don't understand, that's all you can say. Well, go on, go wherever you want. Maybe I don't understand.
All right, I will.
So, it opens up with Jane and I don't
Red.
Remember. Oh, Fred?
Red.
Red.
Like the
oh,
dad
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
that 70s
right.
show. Yeah.
Red and Jane are walking from the picture show. And Jane is like, why do you want to see all those war movies? I thought you had PTSD.
And Red's like, shut up, kid. You don't know nothing about life.
Yeah. War, it'll change a man.
War, what is it good for, huh?
Absolutely.
That's what I want to say.
Nothing.
Huh? Absolutely nothing, eh?
Yeah. So he's going off about how she's a dumb bee.
Yeah, she knows nothing. Her
knows
head's
nothing.
Full of lollipops and sparkles. And
she's like, can't we see a picture show that's a musical?
For once in your life, Red, can't you just enjoy a sunny picture full of music and laughing?
I would like to see a picture show like that.
And he's like, I just came back from the war, kid.
Yeah, kid, you don't know.
You don't know nothing.
You're crazy.
I can't sit through an hour of that crap. I want to see guys shooting people and...
Right.
Drinking and fighting.
And so when a normal couple is having a a squabble like this,
yeah,
you would think that maybe they go home and they hash it out or they read in their separate rooms for a minute.
Are we like, talking nowadays
down.
Or like
well,
back in the day?
I'm trying to think of back then, but we'll talk about nowadays too. When a couple fights like that, sometimes you do need your space.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted his space so much that he... decided he needed to, at that moment, jump on a train car and go wherever it took him?
Well, I would just, you know, think that, like, someone wins. You either go see, you know, Singing in the Rain, or you go see, you know, the 1950s equivalent of Saving Private Ryan, whatever.
Right.
one partner sits through it and suffers, and the other person enjoys it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, one bitches about how they didn't like it.
Right.
And then next week,
compromise.
The other person gets to go see their film.
That's called compromise.
The picture.
But maybe his PTSD, which at that time I don't think was ever diagnosed, but it was coming through.
You could, you know, he was, what's it called? He was projecting a bit.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. And he decided to run onto a train car.
He did.
And Jane, being the ever so doting wife, was like, I'm not going to let you do this alone.
But do you remember before that he was like, yeah, yeah, go. I'm sure you just want to go back to your nice house and your nice job and your nice fire. Where's the adventure, huh? Where's the adventure in life, Jane? Oh, Fred. I want to call him Fred. But
it's Red.
Oh, Red, you don't know anything. You don't know what I want. You don't know my life. I was doing just fine when you were gone. I was working, you know, like Rosie the Riveter. I had my hair up and a little bandana and my guns out. You know, my guns, like my little tiny biceps that I made with those little 2-pound weights I was lifting when you were gone, Red. You don't know nothing.
And he's like,
I was working in the factory doing just fine when you were gone.
He's like, get the H-E double hockey sticks off my back, kid. You're too young. You don't know life. Why are we married?
Jane and Red were about the same age. So why does he keep calling her kid?
Because it's condescending.
It is condescending.
I don't like it either.
I kind of do a little bit, but.
Yeah, it was funny. we laughed.
Yeah, it's
during
funny.
During the episode, because it's funny.
Yeah, because nowadays that wouldn't fly.
Shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't.
Shouldn't fly.
So he keeps saying, oh, you know, I'm so restless and bored. The war was so much more exciting than this daily life.
Right.
And being married to you, you know, I could do without it.
Yeah.
And then she goes, why don't you just go back to the war, huh? Why don't you do it?
And then he probably thought in his head, well, because the war's over.
Yeah, war's over.
Yeah. It's 1947, so I think the war's over.
Oh, the 47, right. Not 50s yet.
Well, still.
Yeah.
Still over.
Still.
Because... I feel like the war, World War II.
And so they get an argument.
And he's going to go on the train car
no
matter
what. And they see this train car. And she's like, I don't know, Red. It seems adventurous, but kind of dangerous.
And he's like, oh, slough off.
He probably tells her to shut up for the fifth time episode. Oh, yeah. Shut up, kid.
Shut up. Will you just shut up?
And then she goes, all right, all right. I'll be adventurous. I'll be an adventurous woman of the 40s and join you on this train car. Mm-hmm.
Little do they know, there's already people in this train car.
And who do they meet in the train car?
I want to remember his name, but
Deacon.
I don't.
Deacon.
Deacon! Yes!
There's got to be a deacon
there's
on board.
There's a deacon on board.
A holy man of God on board the train car. And he loves... What's his catchphrase? Do you remember? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just hear, praise be.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Praise be.
Praise be.
Praise be.
What would be like the modern equivalent of praise be? Like,
I don't know.
Well, whatever works or like something like that. It's just what he says to fill the air, you know?
Yeah, he just says it to say it.
Praise be.
And then I think it's Jane's fault that.
What's Jane's fault?
What happens next?
Richard, way to blame everything on the woman.
Sometimes
it is the woman's fault.
Sometimes
you know?
It's her fault. Okay, the Red, he wants to blame Jane for coming along, but that's not the problem.
She keeps saying, adventure, huh? Is this what you wanted?
Right.
Is this what you wanted, to suffer with a couple of creeps on a train car?
Creepos.
Is this your idea of adventure, huh? Red, huh?
She's like, oh, I'm getting a bit chilly in this train car.
Well, it certainly isn't a Pullman. I love that line. Because I know a little bit about the old Pullman train cars and how they were state-of-the-art at the time, mm-hmm. you know, before planes.
Right.
When that was, like, the way to travel. You had your own little car, and someone would wait on you.
Yes, that's right.
Kind of like the Hogwarts Express.
Yeah. So she was... they were comparing life on that little train car.
Well, it certainly isn't a Pullman. I just love her old-timey bitchiness.
It's, like, high class.
Yeah, she knows how to do it. And so he goes... Well, you said you wanted to join me. Or no. He goes, I didn't ask you to join me, Jane. She goes, I certainly know that. I didn't.
Yeah. I was not invited. And we are married. So we should be going on this adventure together. Anyway, something happens where...
So there's the deacon on board, and then
there's
that creepy
guy.
Man who I'm blanking on his name. Let's just call him
Creep.
Creep.
Yeah, so Creep's on there, and Deacon's on there.
Uh-huh.
And... I guess they're like, well, we could shut the door, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they didn't tell them what happens when you shut the door.
It doesn't open.
It doesn't open again. So if you shut the door, it's locked from the inside. And
you are out of luck.
You're out of luck. You can only open it from the outside.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, now this train's going to
the end
of the
line. What kind of light do you think
line.
They had in that train? Could they see anything?
Well, maybe through the cracks, because they got rain.
Right.
They got water through right. the cracks.
So you got the creep on board,
creep,
the deacon, Red, and Jane.
And this...
And I remember one of the first comments Creep said to Jane was, yeah, you're pretty enough. Or like mm-hmm. something regarding your looks, you know? Yeah. Oh my God, I'd be terrified.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they were like, come on board, Jane. Like, yeah. we want you on board. Like, mm-hmm. you're pretty.
Oh, this is a pretty one right here.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like...
and she's like... That's my husband.
Yeah.
Back on.
We're married.
We're married. See the ring.
We're still fighting, but it's fine.
But I still love him. He's my husband.
I love him even though we're fighting.
Even though we fight, we still love each other.
We still love each other.
We love each other. And then it turned into a musical. No, it didn't.
No.
But
I wish it did because this adventure...
It could use a song.
It could use a song. Because I was thinking... Of all the things that High Adventure mm-hmm. creates in your mind, is it in a train car, like locked in? No.
Well, when you think about Maybe. It, okay, let's imagine the average American family listening to this radio story. They're probably in their living room. Dad's got a glass of scotch. Mom is doing her sewing. Little Susie is curled up next to the radio player. I mean, the radio. Sorry, I'm such a millennial. Don't even know anything.
Don't even
and
know.
Then the boy is like playing jacks while, you know, listening to the background of the
right.
story. Being trained, being the, having this, I love that you can edit this. Having the main characters or the act, I was on a roll.
You were so good.
Having the characters stuck in this little train car is kind of like, you know, the family stuck in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're trapped in the train car with them.
Yeah.
So even though it's an adventure,
it's relatable.
Having the story set in a small space, I don't know. You get what I'm going for here?
I get what you're going at.
It's easier for you to feel like you're in the train car with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff happens. I guess the highlights are every time it rains... They can get water through the cracks, and they're putting it in their shoes.
Because 2 days go by.
Yeah.
No food, no drink.
No food, no drink.
No flask.
No flask. No motor cars.
Uh-uh.
Not a single luxury.
Not a single luxury. And they keep complaining about being hungry and thirsty and tired.
And it's confusing why they're on the train car in the first place, but there they are.
Jane keeps rubbing it in his face. Is this what you wanted?
Is this what you adventure? Wanted? To starve to death?
Is this the kind of adventure you had overseas while
Would
I was gone and I was screwing
up?
The milkman?
You shut up! Screw the milkman. You shut up! Shut up.
He ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times. Different story.
Yeah.
Sorry, different.
So... Few and far between does it rain and they get the water, and I believe...
Don't they collect the rainwater with a shoe?
Yeah, with a shoe.
And she even says something like, oh God, that's wonderful, it tastes good. I thought she was going to say, that's foul, but it'll do.
Yeah, because she's so picky.
But she's so dehydrated.
She's very dehydrated.
Anything tastes good.
And Red was focusing on giving Jane all the water, whereas Deacon and Creep, yeah, they didn't get as much water. It's chivalrous.
It's the 40s. Men are still chivalrous.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess there's a big chunk in the middle where I kind of forget what happens. But I do remember they get to a point where they're trying to share water with the others. And Red's not telling Jane this, but everyone else is dead, I think.
I remember him talking about it rained and I was going to collect water and give it to Deacon. But by the time I pressed it. The shoe to his lips, I could tell he was dead.
I could tell he was dead.
But I don't remember them ever mentioning Creep dying.
Well, then
he
where was
though.
Creep?
Didn't the Creep open the door at the end? He's working on the door.
Well, then where was he? He the whole maybe Deacon is also the Creep.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No. There's
no,
four people in this train
there's
car.
Four people. But I thought...
Yeah, Deacon is working... Or I'm sorry. Creep is working on the door, trying to open it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he does.
So he... But... I thought he didn't do it. I thought the people at the end of the line opened the door.
Oh.
See?
I'll be honest, even though it's a pretty clear recording, there were a couple times where I really had to, like, struggle to listen.
Yeah, because, like, we could hear what they were saying for the most part, but little things like that kind of got lost.
That detail kind of, I was lost.
I was lost, too. But Deacon died.
Deacon for sure died.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jane keeps saying, oh, I'm so thirsty, Red. I'm so thirsty. And she's so whiny. Yeah. And then he just says, go to sleep. Go to sleep. And he's like holding her in his arms. And when the train car, the door finally opens, he goes, Jane, wake up.
Jane.
The door's open. And she's delirious.
Yeah, she's saying things like, that was so nice of you. You were so good to give Deacon that water. You thought of him.
You thought of him first, Red.
You thought of Deacon first.
Were you confused by that line like I was? I was wondering, was she delirious? And she's like, you thought of Deacon first?
Oh, like
she's
mad?
You gave him the water first? Why, Red? Or was it like, you're such a good man.
I think that.
You thought of him first.
I really think the second one.
Yeah.
The context made me think, oh, you are a good man. You were thinking of Deacon. He's like, but it was too late.
You're not such an asshole, Red.
It's like, but it was too late. Oh. I hope it's not too late for us. And she's like, well, I'm dying. I'm on my deathbed. It might be too late.
She's like, this is my moment, Red.
Right.
Let my death be dramatic and wonderful.
And apparently the end of the line dropped them off at home. So
yeah.
They didn't go anywhere.
It was a perfect circle, 1 mile radius perimeter. 1 mile train choo-choo ride, and Jane wanted to be a diva and make a big deal out of it.
And they were, instead of going to the hospital, they're like, let's go home.
There's the church and the bank.
There's the bank and the church. Let's go home.
Let's go home.
And I'm thinking, maybe
and then
hospital?
Red, well, he should have taken her to the hospital. Even though she apparently got the most water out of everybody.
Yeah, and was dying.
But she was dying.
Yeah, and he was just a little part. She was like, hi, Jane. They opened the door.
They opened the door, Jane. Come on, Jane, let's go.
Let's go.
And
I'm assuming that he's carrying her.
Yeah, she is. Or yeah. He is. He's carrying her. And as you can imagine, to get out of that boxcar, it's probably a pretty, you know.
Yeah, there's a jump.
Pretty high drop.
Mm-hmm.
And he manages to carry little Janie out of that car.
Little whiny Janie.
Little whiny Janie.
But then he's also a jerk. But somehow this is going to fix their relationship.
I think we summarized that story pretty well.
Yeah, we did a great job. That was like...
And then the very end line is, Janie, we're home.
No. Not at a hospital where you will be saved, but at home where I'll dump water on your face.
Where I'll smack your face.
Yeah.
Wake up, kid. Wake up.
We never went nowhere. We went to the movies and straight home. You're crazy.
I'll put some smelling salts under your nose and you'll wake the fuck up, Jane. Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. Oops. It was so good all podcast.
So. Should we modernize this tale?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Mm. High Adventure. Do we want to change the name of it to something else? Something that sounds like High Adventure but isn't?
Nah.
We'll just call it High Adventure. The new class.
The new class. Just like Degrassi.
Yeah.
I love Degrassi so much. I grew up on that show. The new generation.
Yeah.
Once like Spinner and Drake and Paige Michael Chuck were out,
yes.
I was out too. I graduated Degrassi High. I'm out.
Yeah, and you're out and I'm out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I flipped through the channels and saw these new kids and I'm like, yeah. What?
I mean, they have a Netflix show too, I think.
Like Degrassi went there and then there was nowhere else to go.
Degrassi goes there.
It goes there.
And it went there.
Oh my God, the episode where Drake gets shot.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Intense.
So suspenseful.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name with the glasses who shot him? He dated
plus
size model girl. Not Toby. I don't know, but he freaked me out.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Very good actor. All right, so this is the new generation of High Adventure.
High Adventure.
High Adventure.
It's your weekly show where we... Oh, this is turning into like 80s.
Oh, yeah. It needs
to
be.
Do we want it real modern?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
High Adventure.
We can like skip intro if it's modern.
Yes, skip intro.
Skip intro.
I've been having a real hard time lately.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying you can't have a hard time too.
God, Red. We've been over this.
Jane.
What?
I'm not going to tell you to shut up because that would be rude, but...
That'd be so rude. And you'd be exerting your privilege as a male over me.
I don't
appreciate
it. And I don't want to do that.
Don't.
I'm just saying, can you hear me out for a second?
What?
Just don't like... I don't like these Netflix shows that we've been watching.
Yeah?
They're all your picks. none of them are from my favorites.
Well, that's because we have different tastes. And when I get home from work, I just want to watch what I want to watch.
I know, but like, ever since...
Why don't you take me out on a real date? All like, we do is Netflix.
And chill.
You're so lazy sometimes. I tell my girlfriends about this, and they're like, your boyfriend does not take you on dates anymore.
You tell your girlfriends about us?
Yeah.
Is that good?
All girls do that.
They do?
Yeah.
It's so awkward. I can't even talk. I can't even talk to my friends about you because... I just have anxiety or whatever.
Oh my god. You are a senior in college.
Yeah.
You are too old to be acting like this.
Oh. Well, I guess, like... If we planned a fun date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to, like, try that? Like, as a compromise?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
But I'm not planning it. I'm not planning anything.
I know.
Because I plan everything.
I know. I'm gonna...
All right.
I'll send you a text, in the early evening, and by late evening, we're gonna go on our super fun adventure date.
All right, whatever. I'm going to a wine and paint night with the girls, so I'll be waiting for your text.
Oh, wine and paint night? You never invite me to that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so Google. I'm Googling the best place. Ah! Oh, it's like a murder mystery place that, like, you go to the park and, like, it's kind of like a live detective show, but you're, like, a part of the action. I think that'd be good. Okay, I'm texting Jane the address to the park. Meet at 7.
Murder mystery. Meet at 7. Okay. Hey, babe.
Hey, I see you dressed up.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
This is going to be fun.
Well, we're supposed to wait here at the picnic table at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then... They're supposed to just kind of start the adventure, like, while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, maybe they're going to show us by clues on the table. That sounds reasonable. It says Rig Daddy Chief. That can't be right.
What did someone scratch into the picnic table? Rig Daddy Chief.
Maybe that is...
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Red. I wanted to do this, but this is your thing. I'm more into, like, sci-fi.
This
like,
too lame.
Star Wars.
This is lame? This is usually really cool.
Listen, you're a whole 10 years younger than me, and this is cool for your age group, but you're just a kid. This is,
Shoot.
Like, kid stuff.
Shoot, man. Oh, man. Well, we can turn this around... You said you like sci-fi adventure or whatever. Just like, look, this could be a spaceship. And like, we could, instead of a murder mystery, like solve a space crime or something.
All right, let's get inside the spaceship.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
This is kind of cool.
This will be cool. All
right.
And I'm in it. We're in it.
Yeah, we're in it, but like...
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop,
oh, okay, this is
There's
really
so
fun.
There's so many buttons.
Yeah, I do like it.
Oh my gosh, look, there's someone on board the spaceship.
Oh, unexpected.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Martian? Can
oh,
I call
yeah.
you Mr. Martian?
Can I call you Mr. Martian?
You could call me Mr. or Mrs. Martian. There's a genderless species of my planet.
And who is that with you, Mr. Martian?
Well, that is my friend. He's actually our religious leader.
All hail Zinon!
Well, this is really fun, like...
Yeah, this is really weird, but really fun.
Yeah, okay. Also, like, did you set this up? Like,
no.
With these guys?
Are these guys actors?
Like, I thought the murder mystery was its own thing, but this seems like a totally
different
thing.
This is totally
thing.
Different, totally awesome.
What are... You guys are talking of weird things. As a Mr. or a Mrs. Martian, neutral, as I am, I think I ought to warn you about something.
What?
This transport leaves immediately.
What?
Shoo!
Oh my god, the door's closed.
Jane?
What? We have to get out of here.
Jane, we...
Help!
How is this a real spaceship?
We have to get out of here!
How is this a real spaceship now?
And we're taking off!
Have any words to say?
Let's all say a prayer. Let's all gather hands and tentacles.
Okay.
Let's all gather closely.
Oh my gosh, these tentacles feel real.
Yes. Well, I have 8 of them. Take whichever one you want.
Okay, weird, weird.
Everyone gather together and let us pray to the stars and the planets.
I pray to the stars and the planets.
Let us pray that we come across any nutrients or water in the next few minutes.
So did
you? Because if we don't, we will all perish.
We will all perish.
Are you saying y'all didn't bring any, like, supplies on this spaceship? Which I...
Do you guys get Uber Eats here?
Yeah, I admittedly thought this spaceship was a playground toy. I really thought that this was more of, like, a role-playing thing we were doing.
So did I. Jane. I really...
You were doing so well at the role playing. Now, but
what do we do, right?
No food though. So I'm thinking, I'm not a religious guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've ever mentioned religion. But like, if we like used your lighter, that could be calamari.
I'm like really thinking.
Thank you. Like I'm thinking like.
Do you have your pocket knife on you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Mr., what should I call you? Priest or, spiritual?
You can call me spiritual leader.
Hi, spiritual leader.
Hi, spiritual leader. Oh my gosh, your tentacles are so beautiful.
Yeah. Does it hurt?
Does what hurt?
If you lost one.
I don't like the way you're looking at me, guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you're looking at me at all.
Oh, why are you cutting off part of spiritual leader? Why are you cutting off part of spiritual leader?
I'm so sorry, but I haven't eaten in like an hour.
It's been a while.
I'm literally dying, and I just really need to eat something.
And you said this was a long journey. So.
I have soy sauce packets in my bag. Oh, so this is like sushi.
This is like sushi.
Oh my god. So good.
How's spiritual leader doing?
Oh, he's not really moving. I'm so sorry, spiritual leader.
I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry, Martian guy.
He's not looking at us. He's not talking to us.
He's over us.
He's really over us. Wait. What does this latch mean? Look at the latch on the door. What does that say?
Do not remove. Not remove latch. Well, we don't want to remove it. We would like to unlatch it.
Oh, shut up, kid, and just do something.
What? That affectation of your voice makes me really want to try it.
You should.
Okay. I'm going to just, like, open this latch and not remove it.
Don't say it too loud or else, like, Marcia might turn around and stop us.
All right, I'm opening it right now. Jane! 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 Are you dead?
It's not that far of a jump. Just do it.
How far did we travel?
I'm okay. I think I just hit my head, but I'm good.
I'm coming.
Come on, jump!
I'm coming down now. I'm coming down now.
Jump! Ah! Well, you didn't have to land on top of me.
Well, you were there. It called for a better landing, I think. But, like... We didn't even have to kill that spiritual leader if we could have just
escaped.
Were we
dreaming? Did we really just do that?
No, you know what I realized?
Oh, what? Well, there's the bank and there's the church.
Oh.
I think...
I realized something. When we were starting the murder mystery adventure at the park,
yeah,
at the picnic table, you know how we were sharing those gummies? There was stuff in the gummies.
That's what it was.
I don't think there was a Martian.
Oh my God.
I don't think there was a spiritual leader.
Oh my
Jane,
God, Red.
Dude.
Red.
Dude.
We are so meant to be together.
Okay. That was a high
adventure. We'll never forget this high adventure.
Wow.
That
back.
Was an amazing high adventure.
Yeah. I felt high.
You know, that wasn't even my game plan to make this into a high adventure, but
it kind of worked out in the end.
It kind of worked out.
Because you said a long time ago
that
we weren't really thinking of at the time, you said, oh, if someone were to modernize a high adventure.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. And we didn't even know that it would end up there because it was like, how do you wrap it up?
But like in the, oh, there's a bunny. Sorry, we're recording outside and there's a bunny. Do you
oh,
see
she's
him?
Cute, yeah.
So cute. She says, good job with the podcast, guys.
Good job with the podcast,
got
guys.
Any carrots?
No,
just gummies.
Just gummies, apparently.
But not really.
That was just for the...
We were just acting.
Yeah.
Gorgeous little bunny. Oh. So, yeah. I know one of the golden rules of improv, or maybe it's not a golden rule, I just heard someone say it once, is it kind of ruins a scene to, like, blame all the dialogue and the story development on being drunk or high.
Oh, true.
So as soon as I mentioned that bit, I thought, our improv friends might not look at, you know, highly on this move. But whatever.
Yeah, for the story.
I don't claim to be a master improvisationer, you know?
Right.
I'm not Ryan Stiles.
Well,
I'm not Colin Mockery.
And I will say, it's ambiguous. Maybe they're blaming the weed gummies on the whole experience, but maybe there were Martians.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's not to say that... It's like Wizard of Oz, when she wakes up and they're like, oh, you were dreaming. And she's like, F no, I wasn't.
You were there and you were there.
I saw all
you
y'all.
You were there. I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah, this was real life, a real life place.
But
I kept saying,
I think so long as, just like, you know, Michael Scott improvising, so long as you're not killing everyone in every scene, so long as you're not always high or drunk in every scene you do, it's okay.
We only killed one person.
True.
One spiritual
leader. We chopped
leader.
Up only one person.
Mm-hmm.
We only ate one person.
One calamari, one sushi.
And then the other guy just kind of like turned his back on us and pretended we weren't there. You can't plan these things.
No, you can't plan these things. No. But I think it stayed true to the sentiment of the story. I like the role reversal.
Me too.
Yeah, that you were like the one that was older.
I was going to take your lead. If you started, you know, talking down to me and being all patronizing, I would go along with it.
And yet, no.
We did some yes and.
Yeah, we did.
I was the mean one. I was the one with the upper hand, see?
Yes,
upper hand, see?
You have the upper hand. Well...
Yeah, and I was 10 years older, and you were a senior in college, so yeah. I was about 32, playing older than I truly am.
Wonderful.
For once. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So,
Wait, no, I mean, I usually play older than I usually am.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yeah. No.
Do you? You're very versatile.
I'm very versatile.
Well, anything else to say before we end the podcast?
Thank you so much for having me, Richard. I loved it.
Devin, thank you.
I got to improvise.
You're so good.
I got to yell in the forest.
That was fun. Like, we're really outside.
We are seriously outside. There are hardly anyone about.
No, no one's about.
Just the trees and the water.
Yeah. It's good ambiance.
Well, if you listen to this entire episode, please let me know because I want to give you a high five for tuning in.
And you get a high five.
Listening to all that.
Mm-hmm.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. And all that. Goodbye.
Ta-ta.